The brand extension is finally going down, but is Paige's in-ring career over? And where the heck is Nikki Bella? Let's break it down right now on the Total Divas After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Season 6, Episode 8, Pain in the Neck. This is the AfterBuzz TV After Show, and we are going to be breaking down all the details of tonight's brand new episode. My name is Christy Olsen. You guys can always check me out at Christy Reports on social media, and please follow the entire AfterBuzz TV team at AfterBuzz TV. We are live on YouTube. We do have the live chat rolling. Can't wait to hear what you guys thought about tonight's episode. Did you miss Nikki as much as I did? And we are on iTunes and SoundCloud as well. Please give us a little rating, like, comment, and subscribe. We love to interact with you about this, my favorite show, Total Divas. And sitting with me this evening, I have Miss Megan Stecker.
Hi, everybody. And if you want to chat with me, please tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Yay. Well, I'm glad that you could be here tonight.
Yay.
We sort of had this, like, revolving cast of awesome panelists.
I know. Well, I know I don't represent for the wrestling fans, but I hope I'm here to represent as the pop culture fan tonight, the reality show girl. So.
That's perfect. We're 50-50.
Exactly.
I love it. Girl power tonight. And there's a lot going on with the divas. We've been talking about this brand extension is coming up. Everyone's concerned, are they going to stay with their man? Meanwhile, Lana's trying to plan this wedding, and Renee can't get Dean to quite do exactly what she wants, but kind of the most headline-grabbing story out of this episode is Paige and her neck-slash-soldier-slash-arm, everything that she's dealing with pain-wise, and this finally gives us a great in-depth look at it. We've been wondering for quite a few months, but also, she has a brand new puppy.
Oh my god, Mikey? Mickey?
Mickey, I think.
Oh my god, he's so cute.
So adorbs. Aww. You know, I always kind of wonder in knowing, well, now that we know that Nikki and John had to let Bree and Brian adopt their dog, Winston,
yes.
I just wonder how much time, I know that Paige's new dog is very small, but how much are they really going to be able to take them on the road? And does it end up being something that's more heartbreaking when you have to leave it? Leave the puppy?
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I forget my original thought I had earlier.
Sorry, I rambled there for a second.
You know, I'm a little concerned for Mickey because it's like, at one point all of a sudden I'm like, wait, who has the dog now? Like when she was getting the MRI, I'm like, wait.
Where's the dog?
Well, I mean, luckily we know she had some time off to spend with him one-on-one, but I don't think backstage is the best place to raise and train a puppy.
Right? Yeah, there's probably a lot of stuff in that doggy bag. Well, Lana is planning her wedding, and she tries to show Paige and Renee and Natty her lookbook. Now, we're getting pretty serious when we have a wedding lookbook.
Lookbook.
However, Paige and Renee don't really seem to care less.
Paige's expression, which you caught and we rewound to catch it again, was the most, like, disgusted eye roll. So I almost felt like that was, like, a super genuine, like, I can't even stand this girl. I don't want to be a part of this scene moment for her.
Yeah.
And Renee, it felt very choreographed to me that she was supposed to get up and leave the conversation.
That she just had to go right then. But, you know, Paige and Lana, there has been some rumors of heat between the two. Lana had said on Twitter at one point that Paige wasn't nice to her when they were both in NXT.
Wow.
And they don't seem like they would hit it off.
I mean, right? We haven't seen any scenes of them talking and being friendly at all the whole season, right?
No.
So maybe, yeah, there's just bad blood and Paige just is not down with the BS of trying to hide it.
Well, our chat room is speculating that maybe Del Rio bought Paige this puppy. Remember him? Del Rio, the boyfriend we ain't gonna see?
I was thinking maybe that's exactly why she has this new puppy, that they kind of got it together as a couple or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, we shall see when Paige later goes in for an MRI, and we'll see what's going on with her. But Renee is having a unique problem, unique to a WWE superstar's girlfriend, I think, maybe only in that Dean really just wants to stay home when he gets a few days off. And we cannot forget that they are on the road more than 300 days a year. And Dean himself wrestled, I believe, more matches last year and the year before than any other superstar. It's some statistic very similar to that. So he literally is on the road working hard every day. I think I kind of understand where he's coming from. Do you?
So do I. And I kind of felt like this was like a weak storyline because it's so easy for me to see his point of view. Mm-hmm. Like, who cares? You have an awesome house with a pool and a barbecue, great backyard. Apparently they have a steam room in the house. Like
buy some fish, put them in the pool.
I mean, I think I would want nothing more than to vacation at my own house for the 1 to 2 days I have off. And it's great quality time with your man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm Team Dean on this
We're
one.
Team Dean. However, we were chatting while we were watching the episode. Dean is very popular with the female fans of WWE. And you were saying he just doesn't quite resonate with you on that level.
He doesn't do it for me. But this is so embarrassing. The wrestling fans are going to be mad. I'll look it up this week and say next week who is like really...
I find
so many wrestlers like so good looking. Have you seen Cesaro's new sweet little I'm a Little Teapot commercial?
No.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
You guys, Megan Stecker just told me something about Cesaro that I didn't know. I love this right now.
It is.
I love it.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what if it's for a nonprofit or if it's like a sweet message like for a specific group, like spend time with your family or spend time with your children.
Oh, they do have a campaign like that. Yeah.
Okay, so he is playing I'm a Little Teapot with a little girl and then like playing dollies in the end. Like it's so cute.
Wait, Cesaro? Because Roman Reigns has a commercial.
It's Roman. Never mind.
Okay. Oh, yes, that's his daughter.
Okay.
That's Roman with his
daughter. No, it's Roman. Okay. See? Now the fans are going to be so mad at me.
Oh, honestly.
No, but I see this commercial all the time, and I'm like, God, he's so hot. Like, he does it for me.
He's the most popular, I think, with the female fans.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you know, on this after show, we used to have what we called fake WWE boyfriends. Mine is and always will be Ryback, whether he's at WWE or not. Kaori had two.
Your heart. Heart will forever.
I can't remember who Paulina ever decided on.
I actually love, even though he's definitely got a douchey vibe, but I love him. It works for me. Nikki's ex from
Dolph Ziggler.
Nick. Love him.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to call him Dolph or Nick ever when I talk about him.
I like to call him Nick on this show because it makes me feel like I know him.
There you go. I think he's hot. I don't know. The hair when it's down, I don't love. I like it up in that little man bun thing. Just keep it up.
Agreed. Yeah. Too much hair is too much hair.
It's in the way.
Well, I want to ask you next what you think about Natty and Summer. Summer Rae has not been a actual cast member of the show for a long time, but we get these awkward behind the scenes moments with her and Natty where it seems like sometimes they're friends, sometimes they're not. They're always ripping each other, but is it in good fun? I can't figure them out.
I can't either. It makes me think that they really are friends, but they really drummed up the drama for Summer to be in the show that one year that they were, like, catfighting and hated each other.
I mean, I went back and watched some of those clips today because I was looking for some total throwback stuff. It was season 3. And really, remember, Summer slapped Natty.
Yes.
And Natty blamed her, I believe it was nasal problems on that, for quite some time. I mean, it got really contentious between the two. I sort of think it's like they just have decided to tolerate each other. They've both been there for a long time. I mean, neither one of them is going anywhere anytime soon. If it's more of just tolerance, but it's cute. I don't know.
Maybe they buried the hatchet. Maybe it was like Natty's like, I'll get over whatever I'm holding against her. And Summer was like, oh, now Natty's nice to me, so everything's fine. So I think that they, for on-camera purposes, have that fun little like...
The back and forth.
Yeah, smart aleck comments to each other. But I like this version of them versus the hair pulling.
Much
version.
More. And can we be pretty sure that Summer is probably desperately trying to get her claws into a WWE superstar so that she can rejoin this cast? Because it seems to be all about dating a superstar now.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. I wonder, who was she pushing up on in season 3?
Fandango.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who was
plus when they were. She was valeting him for a while there.
And that was pretty sexy.
That was good stuff.
Chemistry. Well, let's talk about the brand extension. Trinity kind of explains it to the fans, and Stepdaddy Laurinaitis, Stepdaddy Bella, as I like to call him, he came out. He had a little an appearance on, I believe it was Raw, and he was really styling. Are there things when they're talking about this brand extension? Do you get it? Like,
it makes perfect sense to me. Yeah. And I'm like, why hadn't this been happening all along? I think it makes perfect sense. Although it does suck if they were to split up couples, which is a major concern for me, for all my girls. And I want them to be split up from their man. And anybody that's good friends. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have a best female friend, a co-diva that you love, and you're going to be split up from them, that would really suck.
It would. And they, you know, they're used to, they're traveling together. They travel in packs. And it was really interesting to hear that they were told, hey, we're going to consider marriages. Because that's kind of the behind the scenes stuff that you wonder about, but you don't really get the scoop on. So, yeah,
I think it's good.
They did consider it.
I think it's good for business that they would consider that, because I think it would be really easy. I think in marriages where people travel a lot for work, there's like a high rate of infidelity and breaking up. So I think it's actually good for business to keep these couples together. And also, you don't want someone's personal life affecting them on the road.
Exactly.
Like missing their husband, not wanting to be at work because they haven't seen their husband, vice versa with their wife. So I think it would be wise to keep everyone together. The part that sucks is the boyfriend girlfriends, because the WWE can't say, well, it's so great you guys have a fabulous domestic partnership, but you're not legally bound, so we don't care what if you break up.
Yeah, like enjoy that house you bought together, but we don't care. Right. And also a lot of the superstars that have wives at home who aren't on the road with them are probably like, welcome to my world.
Yes, exactly.
You know, maybe some unsympathetic people out there. But I am sure that our truth is not one of them. I love any time we get to see him. Remember with the cats? Was that last season or the season before? He was scared of Natty's cats when he came over and he locked them in the closet.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
He's just such a character. He's a lot of fun. He has a fabulous idea for getting Natty out of helping Lana plan her wedding. And that's like, hey, just do a bad job at it. Mm-hmm. Once he said it, I was like, yes, genius.
I would have to do a bad job at any wedding that the theme is circus and butterflies. I'm really trying to wrap my head.
It's bounced around a lot.
I'm trying to wrap my head around what are her ideas. Like, if I could have seen some Pinterest photos, like she said she had, like, these Pinterest, like, her Pinterest idea board, like, maybe I would have grasped what she meant. I kind of was picturing, like, a child's birthday party carnival theme, and I can't picture, you know, she's saying she loved Natty's wedding, which was this giant, like, classy,
uber fancy affair.
Wedding, and I'm like, okay. How does circus fit into something that looks like that? I don't know.
The only explanation I could think of is, remember when Christina Aguilera was doing the Back to Basics thing? And she was kind of doing, like, the Welcome to the Circus, and it was very, like, 1920s sequins.
Oh, like sexy vintage.
Upscale. Yes, yeah. Exactly, sexy vintage. And I thought that I could see working.
Yeah. Like, especially, like, a corseted look in the dresses for the girls or something. Yeah, I could see that.
Some black lace, maybe.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious that she's like, I've always wanted to be in the circus. That's why I want it to have a Barnum and Bailey theme wedding.
Girl! What? You are in the circus!
This is the modern day circus,
nothing,
honey.
Nothing is closer to the circus than the traveling WWE bandwagon.
Congratulations, you've made it to the circus, honey. No need to keep wanting.
Well, Brie and Brian are still talking all about the ovulation. Ugh. And there's a really cute scene where they run into a fan named Mike. Brian and him hug it out. I just think how great it must be to have the power to have that effect over someone.
I mean, what's better in life than helping people? Like, that's what we're all here for, right? Mm-hmm. And to know, like, you're going out there to do that for people every week, and to get one individual to get to come up to you and tell you how much you mean to them, rather than just someone just, like, screaming in the stadium multiplied by 20,000, it's that one individual one-on-one for them to say, like, thank you so much. And I got all teary-eyed because that guy was just, like, grabbed Brian and gave him a hug.
It clearly meant a lot to him to meet Daniel Bryan.
He zoomed over to him like, oh, my God, I had to meet you. Thank you so much.
That it's so cool. Brie mentions during their conversation, though, during her and Brian's conversation, that she has to go to New York for a meeting for Birdie Bee. And I was like, didn't that happen to, like, couple weeks ago, right on the episode? And then she was ovulating. I think we're playing with the timeline a bit here.
We are, which I feel like we always are. And a mistake on the editor's part to me, because I think we could have left that out, or she could have worded it differently.
Yes.
I mean, I guess she doesn't know that in the end they're going to chop it all up and make it look out of order. But yeah, I mean, and I just can't hear any more about, like, cervical mucus and basal body temperature.
Yeah, please shut it
please.
Down.
We know you're so desperate to be pregnant. We've heard about it for a minimum of two years going on at this point.
I love it. I just want to check in with the chat real quick. AJ0314 said, Lana's father should be in a circus riding your daughter's pole. Such a freak.
Ah!
Oh, that's too funny. And, oh, Yakita points out, can you guys believe that next month Brian will have been retired for a year?
No, that went fast. Wow.
So, again, talking about the timeline that we're playing with, we got that on Total Bellas just a few months ago.
Yeah, like September, October.
And Bree's really feeling the pressure because her cousin is pregnant. They both took a test this morning, and the cousin's was positive. And I can certainly understand. I think this goes for anything. Once you're, of course, trying to get pregnant, you think that everyone else is. It just seems to you, your brain kind of calls that out. I think it's just like when you need a new car, it looks like everybody has a brand new car out on the road. It's just one of those things, right?
100%. I'm trying to think of something in my life that I'm thinking like, ugh, everyone else, blank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even just if, like, I want a shirt or something, I'm like, oh, everyone has a cute top like that except for me.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone
that's
has a baby
the way it is.
Or a cute top.
But I think that the getting pregnant thing has to be so hard on women because it's something very biological and health related, and we live in the age of instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
So to let nature take its course and take its good old time has got to be tough, and then you don't want to put that stress on yourself because I think that probably prevents you from easily being able
makes
to conceive.
It harder, yeah.
But they always say as soon as you stop trying, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Just like finding a man or whatever. Ashley True. In our chat role said she is sick of hearing about all this ovulation business. To another chat role member said she's spending a lot of money on pregnancy tests. She must have a stash.
Oh, I'll bet. Don't you think how oppressed on this she is? She has, like, that entire, like, drawer in the bathroom
she,
full
like,
of them.
She went to Costco and got the
yes!
big box.
Yeah. Do they have that? I wonder if they have that.
Like
the tampon aisle at Costco. I love Costco. I go there once a week. I'll have to check it out.
Yes. Report back to us next week.
I mean, they got, like, the giant box of tampons right next to, like, the adult diapers. So maybe it would be there.
Pregnancy tests are just a little bit lower on the shelf. You just got to put your eyes down a little bit.
They're close to the diapers and baby food, so.
Makes sense. Well, hey, Lana and Natty are going to go shopping for some bridesmaids' dresses. And Natty just, this is where she starts testing this making the bad suggestions thing. And I have to say, this whole brown idea is, it wasn't quite enough off base for me. I remember when I was looking for wedding stuff, there was a color called raisin. I'm saying this to satisfy one of our viewers, which is my mother. She devotedly listens every week, and she's gonna laugh when she hears about raisin. We joked about this, sort of like a purpley brown, bronzy, and we still laugh about it for years.
Mind you,
but straight up brown, no.
But all of these colors kind of rotate in and out of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's a hot color every spring for brides for June or something.
Yeah.
And the funny thing to me is, at that store, I felt like all those dresses were kind of not. They were like the standard bridesmaid dresses that you can find at any bridal shop or like
David's
Bridal. Yes. And none of them were kind of what I was picturing she would want her bridesmaids to wear if it was like a circus theme. I thought she'd want it to be really unique. Unique is her word. It needs to be unique.
Yeah, like maybe they just found whatever bridal store in the city that they
to
were
tape,
in.
To tape the scene. Right, which is what I thought.
Wasn't her kind of place.
Right.
I think you're right about that.
I didn't even hate the brown, though, strangely enough.
If done in the right way,
right.
I think it can definitely be. It goes well with so many other pretty colors. Like brown and pink, I think, is a great combo.
And like the trend of having your bridesmaids wear not the same dress, but kind of it's all cohesive as far as the colors. Love that. We're doing that for my sister's wedding. So I've done the bridesmaid dress shopping recently. Yeah, I didn't hate it. I mean, if you did that with, like, a cool, like, cream, like, somebody wore something creamy, like, off-white, and, yeah, somebody in a light pink, it would look great.
It could be done. Next time, make a worse suggestion, Natty, is all we're saying. All we're saying. Well, Paige, meanwhile, is questioning whether she'll ever wrestle again. And I think part of me watching the storyline, I've been trying to take the temperature on how serious is this really, because we didn't know when the news was coming out, when it was going down a few months ago. And I've just been trying to gauge really how serious was this. And she's talking about it was her neck at first, but now she's talking about her shoulder. And it sounds like it's just really something that's shooting pain over her, pretty much her entire upper body. But the fact that she, to hear her say, you know, I don't know if I'll ever get in the ring again, that implies that it was much more serious than we knew at the time.
And to me, the interviews were kind of all over the place with her in that a lot of them she would say, I'm so young, I'll heal fast. So it seems like almost there was two separate lines of questioning or two separate interview times that we got lumped in to this one episode. So I don't know which way they're trying to lead, like which path they're trying to lead us down as a viewer. I don't know if we're supposed to trying to be say goodbye to Paige, like get ready, she's leaving, or I don't know.
That's a good point. That's why I was so confused. They were kind of giving us two different stories.
Yeah. It was, there was at least twice that she's like, I'm young, I got this, I'll be back in the ring in no time.
Well, we'll see what she ends up deciding to do. We had a little Foxy sighting.
We did. I was excited.
And other ladies we haven't seen for a few seasons. I love her. I do. I know we can't have them all, but I do. I always really liked her. And Paige gives the doctor a call. Meanwhile, there's more than bridesmaids' dresses to plan. The ladies are also going to go and taste some cake. Maurice, Natty, and Lana. Natty is pushing vanilla. I'm all about the vanilla girl. Maurice basically seems to think that Lana is crazy. And the funny thing, I don't think Maurice and Lana probably knew each other sort of the least. Because we got to remember, Maurice just sort of came back around after being gone for several years. Lana was never there when she was there. So they probably don't know each other very well. So it was interesting to hear Maurice's take. Is like, hey, Lana's a little crazy.
And you would think that Maurice would have been like, Jesus, stop trying to push her into the vanilla. Like, she said she wanted chocolate. Give it a rest. But she was like, no, she's crazy. She sided the other way than I thought it would go. I also really find it funny that I feel like Lana and Maurice have a very similar fashion sense.
Yes. I think you're right.
I mean, not funny. I don't know why I said funny. But I don't know. It looked like they showed up, they shopped at the same place and showed up in their outfits they bought, like, together the other day from the same store, kind of a thing.
Yeah, kind of like Maurice and Eva, too, seem to have sort of the same style.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. It's a lot of short skirts and a lot of boob.
Always a lot of boob. I mean, they got a lot of boob to show.
I was, like, so nervous. Like, Maurice's top seemed to be so far over with the cutout portion of the breasts that I was so shocked we didn't see a nipple. Like, I'm like, she must have a lot of tape on there or something. She's like really confident in how far over that top is.
Oh, I'm sure it is a fine line even for Miss Maurice. Well, Brian gets a phone call. And WWE has some sort of job offer for him. He doesn't know how long. He doesn't know what it is. They seem to be speculating that it's something about commentating. And I think the audience probably assumed that this was finally him getting the call to be the general manager of SmackDown Live, which happened when the brand split went down. So that's what we were expecting. And Brie is questioning her retirement. And, you know, we saw her say this on Total Bellas, too. It's like, why the heck did I retire then if we're not going to have kids right now? If you want to go out and do these other things. And really, there was a sad moment, I think, in all this where Daniel still has his hopes up that maybe they're going to let him wrestle. That it breaks
that
my heart.
That made me so sad because she immediately had to go into, like, defensive wife mode and be like, honey, please don't get yourself all upset. Because if you think about how many months of work mentally and emotionally they've both gone through with him trying to get out of this depression.
Oh, yeah.
And get over it. And now she's like, oh, my God, with one little phone call, you're going to reel yourself right back into that place. I can understand her being like, oh, please don't get all excited.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that he didn't know what the job offer was because she kept saying, is it this? Is it that? Is it going to – are we going to be separated again? And he's like, I actually have no idea what the job offer is. It's like – really? You're going to call and dangle a carrot in front of my face and not tell me what the job offer is?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think that sort of is how it works.
What? So do you think that, like, he has to call them back and have, like, a long phone call with them?
Let's have a meeting. Like, he probably has to fly to wherever he can meet up with them on the road, and they sit down, because they're going to hash out a contract for whatever it is, and they're going to talk specifics. And so I think it was probably something where it was like, let's talk about it in person.
Plus, they probably want to, like, butter him up as far as when they see him. Like, it's so good to see you. You look amazing. We'd love to have you back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by all accounts, we can maybe assume that this Cruiserweight Classic commentary position came along with, they were like, well, we want you to start here, but also there's a SmackDown Live thing coming.
Right,
so
right.
We'll see if we get that next week. Meanwhile, Natty finally admits to Lana that she does not have time for all this crazy dress shopping and cake tasting, and she admits that she was offering up these crazy suggestions. Now, when we were watching, you said this was sort of anticlimactic, and I agree.
I was like, wait, but she's not even mad. Wherein lies the conflict?
Lana, like, why didn't Natty just do that from the beginning?
Lana wasn't even mad. And Natty was being kind of bratty, I thought, to try to drum up the conflict and be like, I don't have time for this. This is too much. You're annoying. This is crazy ideas. And she's like, oh, why didn't you just tell me you didn't want to do it? I'm like, what? You're supposed to be mad that she's shitting on your ideas for your wedding.
Throw another shot put through her window. Come on.
Yes. And that you're, like, taking up too much of her time. You should be annoyed.
Well, Paige is going to head to the doctor with her doggy and get an MRI. This was the scene where all of a sudden the dog was in the car, and then they got into the hospital, and we were
and
like,
I go, where's the dog? Who's got the dog? I wonder if, like, somebody in the camera crew or a PA was just, like, carrying the dog around in a baggie over his shoulder.
Probably. I'm almost positive. Yeah.
Not responsible.
Some PA was picking up poo-poo that day, I'm sure.
Aww.
But you had some sort of insider info on this. I have no experience with MRIs. It looked scary. Well, is it scary?
It freaked me out when she started describing, it sounds like a jackhammer, because it brought me back to getting an MRI. I had one MRI ever for, I had all this swelling and nerve pain down my tailbone and legs. So the doctor ran all these different expensive tests and to try to eliminate things and see if we could find anything wrong with me. And it's like being in a coffin. They tell you to lay very still, and you're surrounded. You just see your feet sticking out, but you really, everything all around you, you know, the ceiling is like 2 inches away from your head, and you're enclosed. And I know they make like more open ones now, but it sucked. It's all this loud banging around your head. They say it's the magnets taking the images, but I don't know what makes all this banging noise actually in the mechanisms. And they'll give you headphones and they'll ask like what genre of music you want to listen to. But you know, you're not supposed to move. And like, you know how like if you had some downtime and you needed to kill time, you'd just play on your phone to pass the time.
Of course.
If you're waiting somewhere. You can't move. You're listening to music. And if you don't like the song, you can't skip it. Like, it's just, you know, they're telling you, you know, don't move a muscle and don't breathe, you know, too much up. And, you know, you're not even supposed to breathe too hard, like, to make your chest not rise and fall so much. It's like, it's awful.
It sounds awful.
And, you're like, in your mind, you're like, oh, my God, is it over yet? When am I done?
But it goes on for a while?
I feel like I was in there for at least a half hour, which probably felt longer because you're dying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, scary. Well, I can certainly understand where her apprehension is coming from in this case. And let's wrap Paige's storyline up. Carano meets up with her backstage a little while later, and he tells her, hey, you know what? You're going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. He implies that she won't be drafted. She did end up being drafted, but he kind of says, you know, we have to take you out of the storyline for this. And it just, it made it clear why she was trying so hard to hide it last. Well, didn't seem to try that hard, but why she really wanted this to stay under wraps.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, I sometimes feel like he's not being honest with them. And he couldn't have been more to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wow, no wonder she wanted to try to hide this injury, because it was right before the draft. He said, yeah, you're not going to be drafted, in so many words. He's like, yeah, so we're going to leave you out of that, and you can be drafted later.
Mm-hmm.
So he also said, like, stopping any momentum. I mean, he laid it out in worst case terms for her. It sucked.
He did.
I felt really bad.
Yeah, you know, I can only imagine what it's like for him to have to... He has to deliver news like that probably multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that being your job? And I know he's probably used to it by now. But man, he also gets to give people the biggest life-changing news they've ever heard. Yeah. So I guess it balances out.
I mean, hopefully he gets to do that as often as he has to deliver bad news.
I hope so. I hope so. Shout out Mark Hirano. Well, Bree and Brian are talking about, they're on the boat. They see the orcas. The orcas are jumping. Renee Young is sort of the third wheel, but it doesn't seem as awkward as I thought. I sort of thought that's what they were setting up there. And they're having this conversation. They still don't know what the job is, but he says he won't take it if she doesn't want him to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially over the Total Bella season, and even Nikki was saying he doesn't care. He's not supporting you as much as you're supporting him. And this was really an instant where we saw him go, oh, no, my wife and my family are going to come first, even though wrestling is so important to him.
I kind of felt like they had already had this conversation at home in private, obviously. Mm. And this was like the remake version of it because it seemed a little like there were very long pauses between each of their statements to each other.
Like trying to remember what they said when it actually went down.
And I don't think for a second Brian ever would have said, if you don't want me to take a job, I won't. Like, obviously her husband needs a job eventually. So here's one with a company he loves. And I don't think for a second he'd say, I won't take a job. That's for you, honey. I think he'd say, we'll find time to make a baby. Daddy got to work. Daddy got to make a paycheck. We're building a new house. So, love you. Mean it. Maybe you can come on the road with me.
It's very like Terry and Heather Dubrow.
Right? Two of my least favorite people of the Housewives franchise.
Well, our chat roll doesn't feel bad for Mark Hirano. I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, somebody's mentioning Lana and Natty's Twitter.
We'll have to talk about that. We'll get to that in our news and gossip for sure. Let's wrap up a couple more storylines from this episode tonight. Now, we do learn that Brian has been asked to be a commentator on the Cruiserweight Classic, which was kind of a short-term tournament that they did for several weeks, and everyone was very happy to see him there as a commentator. So no SmackDown Live job being announced yet, but they have reached out to him to ask him to do this commentary position. And I mean, of course, it's a no-brainer.
And he lit up like a kid on Christmas. It was the sweetest little scene. I loved it. Yay, Brian.
I know. I've gone back and forth on Brian, and I get on him for being a little bit too self-righteous sometimes. Mm-hmm. But his dedication to pro wrestling, his heart for it, his passion, just how bad he wants it, even with everything that he's achieved. I mean, I just have so much respect for that. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful when someone can have that kind of love for something, even though he could be so bitter. Oh my gosh, just from the hand that life has dealt him. He could he could never want to go near WWE or anyone involved with it ever again or never watch it, and he still just wants to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And then that's something that you really can relate to, I think.
Yeah. Getting back on the horse.
Yeah, right? Getting back on the horse. I like that. They also say, they're having this discussion, we're like, are we almost too old to start having kids?
Which offended me. First of all, Brian and I are apparently the same age, and I'm highly offended that he's like, I'm getting too old to have kids. We better hurry up and do this. Excuse me, Brian.
Well, remember when Bree suggested that Nikki freeze her eggs? It was a few seasons ago. Yeah. Would you ever consider something like that?
I think I would. I can't afford it. I know that.
It's a huge
I think it would be a good idea if in the event I do want to have kids, kind of like the eggs are drying out. So sooner you get them on ice, the better.
Girl, I can't wait for those things to shrivel up. Just saying.
That's another thing. I want no part of this. Being a woman's really hard, okay, guys?
It's tough, as we see on these episodes of Total Divas. One more little tidbit. Renee and Dean are FaceTiming while she's at Orca's Island, and he has a big surprise. And we don't mean sexy, unique restaurant. No. Oh, I'd love it if they would come there, come and hang out in Hollywood with us.
Yeah.
He's... surprised her with a trip to Big Sur, which is what she's been asking for. And I think that's a great compromise. You know, it's not Hawaii. It doesn't have to go all the way to Hawaii. Right. It's just Big Sur. But it's what she wants. And also, it'll be really cute to see them there hanging out. And maybe we'll finally get some more alone
time of them together, because that's what is really the juicy stuff to me.
We've really barely seen them interact, even when they do have scenes. I feel like I don't hear him speak ever really so much, so I don't have any sense of who he is really or who they are as a couple.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't wait to see some more of that. Megan, is there anything that you would like to add about this episode?
I just thought it was really sweet that it seems like Bree and Renee believe in mermaids, and they were excited to maybe see one jump out of the water and wink at them.
Well, I think I've mentioned it maybe twice now. There was no Nikki Bella in this episode.
Yeah.
Is this the first Total Divas episode ever where we haven't seen her? I think it just might be.
It might be.
And I don't care for it one tiny bit.
I mean, she is the face of the franchise.
Of the whole franchise.
Let's
come on.
Be honest.
I believe she was like the first one we saw in the first episode. She rolled up right in the Range Rover that she got from John. And all I'm saying is I need some fearless Nikki in my life every single week. Okay. I lose my fearlessness if I don't see Nikki every week.
I thought it was a strong episode for Bree, though.
It was. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's weird. Yeah, we're not getting every girl every week. So it's almost like they're having to sit someone out, so to speak.
There's so much going on. There's such a big cast. And I always think, too, just because I remember this from the one time I was almost on this, like, D-list reality show that never went anywhere. But part of the contract was, like, if you're not in every episode, they don't have to pay you for that episode.
Oh, my God.
And I would assume that these ladies have bigger blanket contracts that protect them more than some, you know, first season nobody on a reality show. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if that is the case.
Maybe. Maybe it's how they are able to spread a budget around.
Yeah, to have that many big names on one show.
Well, very interesting.
Some Hollywood talk, insider speculation.
Something to contemplate on. Oh, Andrea in the chat said, I didn't mind not seeing Nikki, to be honest. Oh, well, Andrea, I can agree to disagree, because I respect your opinion.
Your sentiments are not shared by Christy.
All of you guys tuning in to us every week, whether we see Nikki or not. So, what's up, Andrea? Now let's move on to our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes, well, it has been announced that there will be two more episodes. They're going to go 10 episodes, and then we will have a mid-season finale. So if you're wondering what's up with that, Bree, in one of her YouTube videos, kind of explained, and she said that they're going to start shooting again at the end of February and shoot through her due date, which is April 30th. So that would cover March of, so that would cover WrestleMania and all that, which seems like it may be more months than I was originally thinking until it comes back. Either way, we'll be waiting with bated breath, and I'll keep you posted on a premiere date for the second half of season 6. Brie also said in that YouTube video that she is going to film the birth of her baby for Total Divas. Ooh. That's part of this second part of shooting. And now, if you remember correctly, Total Bellas, the premise was that Nikki and John are moving in with Bree and Brian in Arizona to help her with her pregnancy. So I wonder if they're shooting Total Bellas right now or before that.
You're so
And then
on
they'll
it,
get
Christy.
Back to the so Divas right. at the end of February.
You're so
oh,
right.
Oh, man. We super sleuth it. That's what we do on this show. Yeah. But either way, we are going to see them having this baby, and it appropriately so, seeming as how they've been talking about it with us for how many seasons. And she said she's hoping to have a natural birth. So good freaking luck with that, girl.
No, ma'am, Pam. Thank you.
No.
That's so her and Brian.
No.
So crunchy of them.
Well, another thing we may see the Bellas doing is that they tweeted from their Twitter that in the fall of 2017, they will have their own Napa Valley wine. So it was not just a storyline we got last week. They are going to have
a
line of wine.
Such entrepreneurs.
They really are. I got to respect that, too. And just a fun, an update on Paige. Let's start with that first. She is likely to miss WrestleMania 33 and is reportedly not going to return to the ring until the summertime following she did end up having a neck surgery, sorry, spoiler alert, in October. I think you guys all knew that because you're super sleuths just like we are. Couple more tidbits. This is just something that the Dirt Sheets have been reporting. Those are the wrestling news websites. PW Insider says that WWE wasn't happy at first when Renee went public with her relationship with Dean. This was in a Channel Guide interview that she did long before she was signed to Total Divas. So apparently they weren't happy with it, but
It's worked out very well for her and gotten her on this show. And now the juicy tidbit that our chat roll was talking about. Lana and Natty were exchanging barbs tonight on Twitter.
Yeah.
While this episode aired. Now, I haven't gotten a chance to read them all word for word back and forth yet, but it did seem pretty legitimately contentious and not like, when it's a work means it's like a wrestling storyline. So is it a shoot? Is it a work? I can't tell.
I mean, I'm checking on her latest tweets. I mean, she's even saying, like, it's gross watching people eat corn on the cob on TV.
So Lana saying that? So she's just going in on everybody?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Renee. Okay. So, sorry. So that one wasn't Lana.
Oh, okay. So many blonde, when they're blonde and the little icon.
Yeah, it was so tiny. Hard to tell. It's just a lot of tweets.
Like, back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lana was saying, she was initially saying, like, if you didn't want to be there, just say it.
I lost the, Nat by Nature wanted boring vanilla cake for me, no thanks. I mean, it's just back and forth and back and forth.
Okay, well, we're going to look in. We're going to keep our eye on this and see if we think that Lana and Natty have truly fallen out or not. Let us know what you guys think in the chat room. Oh, Amanda pointed out they're on different brands, so it's not a work. But could it be a Total Divas work, Amanda? What do you think? Oh, AJ says, still real to us. That's right, AJ.
Here's the one that tipped us off that we thought was weird. Which said, oh, please, I can handle the truth. It's you that literally doesn't have the balls to be upfront with anyone. You need Dr. Phil.
Lana said
to Natty.
Oh, see, that is pretty serious. But again, mentioning Dr. Phil, he's been on WWE recently.
But Natty also said, you can't handle the truth. If I tell you the truth, you'll need to have a sit down with Dr. Phil after.
Oh, so she started it.
I wonder if this is a fun back and forth.
Are we reading too much into it?
I don't know. I'm enjoying the drama.
Jay Rua said Natty's still trying to be a heel on her Twitter. Natty is supposed to be a heel right now.
Yeah, I was wondering if it had anything to do with either of them trying to drum up their current story. Like, how Natty is supposed to be the bad girl right now, and she still needs to, like, get some heat going.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, that attacking Lana will definitely do it. Well, we'll keep you all posted on that. Before we go, let's do a little bit of Total Throwback. Woo! Yes, there we go. We warned our engineer this time. We got some music to play along. Megan, this is your chance to pull ahead of everybody.
There's so much pressure because there's no one else here for me.
It's a hard one. It is a hard one.
No!
This is from season 3, episode 2.
Okay.
One of the divas on the cast during season 3, there's a hint for you, is relegated from wrestler to valet status. Carano brings her and another diva in and says, you know what? You're going to be valeting her from now on. Who got that very dire news from one Mark Carano that she has been relegated to valet status?
Crap.
What do you think? They were built together and this was a bit of a breakup for them. These dancing divas. This is a tough one. I wonder how's our chat roll doing?
Okay, I want to say, is it Alicia Fox?
No!
Damn!
No! Do you want to take one more crack at it? I feel like you're close. You're close. It is a no longer a cast member. She was always more of a dancer than a wrestler, but she later did try to go back and do some training and get better. She's a personal
friend. Our girl that was always here.
Yes! Our girl, Ariane!
Okay, Ariane.
I'm referring to the breakup of the Funkadactyls.
The Funkadactyls, that's right.
Well, thank you for playing along with us, chat roll. You guys are always so on it. I love it.
They all knew.
It's been fun. They're too good.
They're like, Ariane, Cameron.
Yes,
they're like,
Angie, Myra, AJ, everybody's got
it. They're like,
it.
Megan, you suck. I can't believe I won this game a couple seasons ago, and now I couldn't be more in the basement of never recovering from my negative points.
Well, no, it's okay. You can catch up on the second half of this season, and if anyone wants to help you, give you some tidbits, where can they reach out at you?
Guys, help me out with my wrestling knowledge. I love you all. Tweet me at Megan Stecker. You can also follow me on Instagram and Snapchat at the same name. And check out, if you guys are a Real Housewives fan, if you guys are all reality fans and watch Housewives, I was on Maria Menounos' Serious Radio show today with Eden Sassoon of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So if you have Serious Radio, check that out.
Check it out. That's way cool. We love Eden. And you guys can always hit me up at Christy Reports on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Please also subscribe at youtube.com/Christy Reports. And yeah, we break down Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Tuesday nights. What nights are you here doing other Housewives? We got them covered, I feel like.
We do. And then Monday night, I'm here doing... I don't know. I'm blanking out. I'm so
Celebrity
tired.
Apprentice.
Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. I'm doing Vanderpump Rules on Monday. And the Royals. Mm-hmm. So all about Ian Bravo here with these girls.
Listen, if it's a guilty pleasure, we've got it covered for you right here at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and breaking down Pain in the Neck with us. We will see you next Wednesday for the second to last episode before mid-season finale. We're almost to a break. I hate it, but I love it. I love you all. And we'll see you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.